Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
We, of course, have been following the ANC story. What is going on there in terms of leadership? Sandile Swane, he's a political analyst, joins us this morning. Who is next in line to lead the ANC? Sandile, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I am well, thank you. What is really going on within the ANC? Is it a battle for power in the way that we've been led to believe?
Yes. In the early stages, I thought the ANC was likely this year to have Ramaphosa elected, re-elected unopposed in the ticket of unity. But as we stand today, divisions within the ANC around leadership positions has intensified. So we hear things, whether the likes of Mashatile are eyeing bigger positions, the likes of Shwele Mkhize, and so on and so forth. So there is a big power struggle inside the African National Congress, bearing in mind that Didi Mabuza also still wants a pint of the cherry for himself.
So the other lines still divided between how we perceive it to be the Ramaphosa faction and then the RET faction, or is this really about personal ambition?
I think all of us have learned to know that the politics of the ANC are not even about a principle to say somebody believes in RET so much and another one believes in CR7. So there is a very good dose of personal ambition. And Ramaphosa himself has been driven by personal ambition for a very long time, wanting to be president of this country. Didi Mabuza, Paul Mashatile, Lindiwe Sisulu, all of them are looking for better positions, because it's difficult to identify anyone among them who actually has performed, has delivered anything that we can remember. Since 1994, they've been around. But when we talk about them, we talk about their names, not their achievements. They've delivered absolutely nothing.
So the challenges to Ramaphosa, how real are they, and what is likely to happen, do you think?
Since the political demise of Thabo Mbeki in Polokwane, when somebody is being challenged for power in the ANC, you have to take it seriously. Because the long story of saying that the incumbent is always more likely to retain their seat was demolished in Polokwane. The Ramaphosa can lose the presidency of the ANC and the presidency of the country. I think his opponents are dead serious.
When does all of this get decided?
This is more likely to get decided in the December conference. The ANC, they don't want to call an elective conference. His five-year term, which he got in December 2017, is coming to an end. So it will be clearer in the meeting, in the conference in December this year, whether in fact they still want him to continue as a leader of the ANC. And of course, as you know, once you lead, you lose the presidency of the ANC. You are unlikely to remain president of the country.
Is there still a real danger that we will revert back to an ANC leadership that is hell-bent on corruption and personal gain?
I think if you talk to business people in South Africa, the patterns of corruption are continuing unabated. The people who used to ask X amount for tenders are still getting their cuts, including senior civil servants and people who handle the supply chains of the state. The collapse of the various municipal councils is driven by what you and I might call corruption, because even the money to run the 2024 election is going to be stolen from municipalities and other state organs. So people are repositioning themselves for power, even shaking otherwise stable coalitions, but a person through personal ambition and the urgent need for money for 2024 elections, they will destabilize municipal coalitions and other types of coalitions in order to gain power and use that money for the 2024 elections, or use that money to enrich themselves personally and fund their political parties.
And then, of course, that's one of the biggest concerns, that South Africa, I think we all suffering from some kind of a post-traumatic stress disorder, where we, or syndrome, where we are so concerned that we can revert back to a situation that under our very noses, each aspect and each part of government is carefully designed to allow maximum theft. And the very thought of that, I'm sure, it fills most South Africans with absolute dread and fear.
Yes, I think that South Africans are also very naive, because the everybody who's in the top six of the ANC and elsewhere, by the way, in business and so on, because the criminal corruption that has been going on in South Africa, it is not just an ANC phenomenon. There's a lot of other very quiet beneficiaries who've made billions upon billions through this criminal corruption. The corruption itself has also created space for employees of the state to have networks, their own syndicates, criminal syndicates. Even though they might not take the stolen money to the ANC, they might take the money and consume it themselves. So when you look at the state today, as we speak, the corruption is continuing unabated, and it's not even about whether it will return. And I was happy when Zondo spoke about this corruption, the state capture. He says the Gupta, the Zuma Gupta version of state capture, which means there are other versions that have been, that have remained undisturbed and untouched by even the Zondo Commission.
And that's where we leave it, Sandile Swana. Thank you, as always, talking to us about the ANC. Who is next in line to lead the ANC? Sandile Swana is a political analyst.